Sport on RTE Radio 1.
You know, Darren Farrell, I'm delighted for Matt Doherty. I really am, but I would be far happier for him when he makes that 150 million, actually more possibly, to transfer to Newcastle United in a year's time, yeah?
Yeah, put your Bohemians hat to one side. Now,
kind of hard to on this one, you know?
Yeah, and I guess we should explain it for the listeners at home and in their cars. Matt Doherty was with Tottenham yesterday. There was talk he was going on a loan move to Atletico Madrid, but then Tottenham had decided just to cut the contract altogether, so it's a free transfer to Atletico Madrid. Therefore, no money going back to Bohemians, no percentage of the profits, because that's where he started.
Because the last move he made from Wolves to Spurs, they made quite a bit of money.
Yeah. Look, he big money back to the Premier League in a couple of years' time, Gavin. What a move it is for the man himself, Bohemians aside, and no money coming to it from them. But I think it's taken everyone by surprise. Going on loan, first of all, but now going on a full-time contract. Let's see where that brings him. But I'm interested to get a bit more on this from Stephen Kelly, former Irish international himself, former Tottenham player, and he joins me on the line. Were you taken by surprise with this one, Stephen?
Yeah, it did. It kind of came out of blue. I knew that Matt, there was a chance of Matt moving on somewhere, and I've kind of felt it was going to be a loan move to maybe possibly an English club. You just don't think there's going to be a Spanish side or somewhere outside of England, really. Because obviously Tottenham were really pushing to get the Pedro Porro deal done. So it looked like he was going to be surplus to requirements.
Why do you think it hasn't fully worked out for him at Tottenham?
I lost you there, sorry.
I was going to say, why do you think it didn't really work for him at Tottenham, Stephen?
I think it was a couple of things. He obviously signed, he's had three different managers since he's been there, change of regime. He got a bad injury last season, took him out for a long time. So I think he struggled just to get actually game time for a lot of it. He was back in the side this season and it just hasn't hit full form with the whole team dropping as well.
And in terms of Atletico Madrid, they're fourth in La Liga in Spain. They're always there, thereabouts, do really well in European competition as well. And of course, they have their manager, Diego Simeone. In terms of Matt, do you think it's always difficult for a player from these islands to move to the continent like that with the language and the style of football? How do you think he's going to get on over there?
Well, I think as it goes, you know, Matt might quite fit into the system he wants to play. He's quite, the type of style and the football that Simeone plays is quite aggressive. And Matt's been used to playing with managers that expect high energy from him and stuff. So, you know, it's 6 months, so it's a short spell to try and come in and actually get in and really, really embed yourself. So I wonder if there's a chance for him, an option to stay on at the end of it. And, you know, for his contract to be terminated with Tottenham as well, I think that was kind of a strange one because he still had a couple of years left. So I'm sure there was to be something sort of mutual decision to do it that way. For him, 6 months in Spain, it can't be something you could turn down realistically. If you get an opportunity like that, they don't come around that often. So I think, I'm sure he's going to grab with both hands.
Yeah, especially when it's Atletico Madrid, one of the top teams in Spain. Stephen, finally, I presume this is good news for the Republic of Ireland with that match against France coming up in March. The opportunity here, if he can, to get first team football.
Yeah, that's always key for Irish players specifically. You want to be playing at the highest level you possibly can. So when it comes to the international games, you're fully flying. And for Matt going to Madrid it's a huge chance to play in, you know, a massive side that's always pushing in the Liga against variations of players. And, you know, if anything, it's going to make him a bit more well-rounded as a footballer. So yeah, with those France games and coming up soon for Ireland, I think it's important that he's playing regularly.
Stephen, great talking to you this morning. Thanks for taking the call from us. Full rundown on all that transfer window activity late yesterday and late last night on the RTE Sport website. Newcastle have qualified for the Carabao Cup final, 2-1 win against Southampton. The Magpies go through 3-1 and aggregate the second semi-finalist tonight, and Manchester United hold a 3-0 lead from the first leg against Forest there, so it's likely to be United and Newcastle in that final. The GAA Central Competitions Control Committee has requested requested that Kilmacud, Crokes and Glen replay their All-Ireland club final. The decision reached after Crokes were adjudged to have 16 players on the field to defend that final play of the game, which they won by 2 points. They have 3 days to decide if they wish to appeal the decision. Now, the countdown is on to the start of the Six Nations, which is this weekend. You can follow all the action live on the RTE platforms. Ireland and Wales is our live offering here on Radio 1 this morning. And some interesting comments from Warren Gatland yesterday at his pre-match press conference. He announced his team, of course. He admitted he maybe, probably, was wrong to leave Johnny Sexton out of the squad for the Lions tour to South Africa in 2021. I wonder if that'll come back and bite him this weekend. Finally, Irish trader Ronan McNally has been handed a 12-year disqualification. It's a record disqualification, record ban from all racing activity. He was found to have breached several integrity rules and he's been fined €50,000 and asked to return €13,000 in prize money.